B104.3, it's time for Coffee with Kink.
Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk.
It's time for action.
Yeah, it's time. I gotta turn down Wolfgang Van Halen. It's time for Coffee with Kane and
Monsieur Kane.
Are you suddenly French?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little Frenchy today.
Okay, well, you did take French in high school. Did you learn anything?
Nope.
I didn't figure.
Je m'appelle David.
Oh, that's your name. Your name is David.
Yeah, that's
good
all
job,
I got,
babe.
Though. Hey, good morning, babe.
I never took German, but I can say I never took German, but I learned some German, but I can definitely say my name is Audra in Spanish.
That's helpful when you're in Germany.
Well, that's because I lived in San Antonio, hello, in Austin.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, how you doing this morning?
I'm great.
I don't think you slept much, did you?
No, I didn't.
I didn't. So
I need
sorry.
More coffee today.
I need food. Donga need the food.
I don't know. Maybe I'll get you a donut.
No, I do not need any donuts. My pants don't fit. Stop with the donuts and the ice cream.
How about some kale?
I'm going to say the same thing you do. Only if it is chopped up finely in my salad do I want kale.
Not ground up and frozen into a kale milkshake.
I think I feel a little sick to my stomach. You need to stop. That's disgusting.
Oh, no. It's a little gross.
All right. So, how's your week going?
So far, so good.
You're already dressed up like Pastor Man.
I know. Ready to go do the pastor thing.
Sometimes you come in a t-shirt and sweats.
Sometimes. But I'm raring to go today.
That's a nice blue shirt you got on there.
Thank you.
Did you iron that yourself?
I did. I did iron it myself.
I don't have to ask because I know that you ironed it yourself.
Yeah.
You did it in front of me while I was doing something else. I saw you. And here's the thing. A friend of ours, we'll call him Jeff because that's his name, was staying at our house. And he's like, you're ironing your shirt.
I know.
And I think that it may have surprised him a little bit that you were doing laundry things.
I'm very domestic.
Yes. You're very domestic. All right. If you're just joining us, you are listening to Coffee with Kane and Mr. Kane. And the topic of the day is laundry.
Oh, nice. I love laundry.
Well, and I know we've talked about this before, but I think, and I know that there are other guys out there who do laundry. In fact, I saw some women over the weekend that were talking. One of them was talking about her husband does the laundry because she hates it so much. Mm. And I same girl. Mm-hmm. But I was wondering if you have some life hacks for laundry. That some people don't know. Now, I know what they are, but I will let you share them. Although, am I the one who taught you about putting the lid from the laundry detergent just in with the wash?
No.
Where did you learn that?
On the package.
Wait, it says that on the bottle of...
Mm-hmm.
No, it does it not.
It does.
It says just throw the clear cap thing in there?
Yep.
Oh, because I saw it on TikTok.
No, I throw that in there.
Yeah, but you know why? Because there's no sink in the bathroom.
In the bathroom?
I mean the laundry room. The laundry room doesn't have a sink.
Oh, all right.
And you can't rinse it out. And remember how the old washing machine, you could have it running water.
Oh, yeah.
And you could rinse the cap, the measuring cap out.
No, ours has a lid. You can't do that.
It locks.
Yeah.
And you can't rinse the cap out. So maybe that's why.
It has a lid. Of course it has a lid. Sorry.
Yeah. I wasn't going to comment on how ridiculous that sounded coming out of your mouth. But the lid locks.
Yeah.
And so, and it doesn't run water. So my dad on one of their washing machines, and I don't remember if it's the one that's still in my mom's house or not, but it had like a U-shaped thing that could lock, and he sawed out the bottom of the U so that he could open the lid while it was running, while the water was running.
That's great.
Yeah, that's a life hack for you.
That's a life hack. No.
Anyway.
Well, I have found some good spot removers.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well,
I talk about those?
Yes. I, these are not endorsements. You can use them at your own risk, but you do know of some spot removers?
Yeah.
And that would be?
Grandma's Secret Spot Remover is really good.
Is it really called Secret?
I don't know. It may not be Secret, but I think it is.
Grandma's.
Grandma's. Yeah. It's really good.
I first found that at when I was working at Hancock Fabrics.
Mm. It's good stuff.
Well, now they make it in a spray.
Yeah.
So you can do either. You can do the, you know, the ointment. It's almost like a liquid ointment. Or you can use the spray if it's like a
And the hack area. Is, if what? You have the ointment kind, you need a toothbrush to get it in there and rub it in there really deep.
For the really bad stains, like chocolate or tomato sauce or blood.
Yeah.
Okay.
A toothbrush.
All right.
And then when you finish washing clothes that need to be hung up, you need to fluff them in the dryer for like 15 minutes.
On low heat, although ours doesn't have that.
No, but the wrinkles tend to fall out a little more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I know I taught you that.
I know that. Well,
because you did not. You dried everything until it was cooked to death.
Yeah. So. And then the other hack is put everything on the same colored hangers.
Oh my gosh, you're so ridiculous. What is your upset? You're like Mommy Dearest. No other colored hangers.
Because when you go in to the laundry room to get things that are hung up, you don't have to think about it. You automatically know that those colored hangers go to my closet and the other hangers go to your closet.
You know, here's a tip for you. I know the difference between your clothes and mine.
I'm just saying it's easier.
And if you look in, no, you're obsessed.
No, if you look in my closet, it's all
white hangers. I'm aware. Yes,
with rainbow colored, start with the black, move all the way to the whites.
You're obsessed.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't have time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey, you know what's another good hack is OxyClean.
Okay. So this one is the one I want you to share about my shoes.
Yeah. So white tennis shoes and OxyClean, throw them in there, let them soak. Oh my gosh. Knocks all of the dark out of it. Works super well.
I have two pairs of white tennis shoes.
Yeah.
They're just cheap ones, slip-on ones from Walmart, because that's not what I wear to run in. But here's the thing. If one pair gets dirty, the other pair is still clean, and then, you know, we can wash the others. But OxyClean gets those so clean, it's insane.
Yeah.
And then, I love it.
And then you can get one of those. This is another hack, but it's not a, I don't know, it's not a laundry hack as much as it. You get one of those hat-shaped things that you throw in the dishwasher for your ball caps.
Yes.
So good to get the sweat out of your ball caps.
Yes. That's
perfect.
I bought two of those years ago in order to be able to wash your ball caps, because you have ones that you wear over and over and over until they're just, gross.
Yeah.
And they get that sweat ring if you wear them outside. And you can fit them inside there and it doesn't ruin the cardboard in the bill.
Right.
Because it makes
it flat.
And then the crown is rounded and it doesn't ruin your baseball caps. I do not dry them in the dishwasher.
No.
Just run it with a no heat dry and then take them out and let them air dry.
Yeah.
Those things are the best. And I think you can still get them on like Amazon. I'm pretty sure I bought them at Walmart, but I think you can still get those Amazon. Yes. It's like a cage for your ball cap.
Yes.
And it goes in the dishwasher.
It works really well.
Although, it is not one of those, you can't eat at everybody's house. It's not that gross. I mean, I've seen people put, like, toilet seats in dishwashers. That is disgusting. You cannot do that.
That's crazy.
That is not a life hack. Just buy a new toilet seat if it's that bad.
Yeah. The other hack is...
For laundry?
For laundry, yeah.
Okay.
Is separate out the things that need to be dried all the way versus things that need to be dried partially.
Right.
And then do a load that needs to be dried first. When it's in the dryer, you wash the one that gets hung up, and then the other one's just done as soon as you're in time. And you can crank out like 5 loads of laundry and nobody's... No time at all.
Yep.
Like
agreed.
Nobody's business. Yeah.
That is an extremely efficient way to do laundry.
Yes.
For people who hate laundry like I do, which, by the way, I'm just going to apologize. I'm going to offer you a blanket apology right now, sir.
What's that for?
Because I have left a pile of pajamas in the bathroom for a couple weeks. And I don't know if you just... I don't know if you just haven't noticed them because they're kind of behind the door.
Yeah, I
don't know if you just haven't noticed them. Okay, I promise I will do something with them today.
Okay.
When I get home.
All right. That's fine.
Just a huge apology for you. Because that is rude. Because then I fill up the laundry hamper.
This is true.
And I know how much you hate that.
Drives me crazy.
When I clean off my pile from the end of the bed.
And then I have so much stuff to wash and hang up, and it drives me nuts.
I'm so sorry.
I know.
I'm one of those people, though, that I will wear a sweater more than once. I will wear, like, if I wear a shirt to work and I don't do anything that gets it dirty, I may wear that shirt again because I haven't sweated in it, especially in the wintertime.
Okay.
And a sweater doesn't need to be washed that many times. And so, I will leave them on the end of the bed, and then it becomes Mount Rushmore, and I have to put them away. And again, blanket apology.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I just thought of another hack that you taught me.
Oh, what?
Heavy starch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Heavy starch is my favorite thing.
A little heavy starch to get your creases really nice and tight.
Oh, yeah. Especially on like your dress pants, because you wear dress shirts and dress pants. Pastor.
Yeah, the time.
Especially on Sunday, though.
Sure.
I learned the heavy starch thing from my girlfriend, Kel, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And Killy. And
Killy.
And she taught me not only heavy starch like the spray, but she taught me that you could soak your Rocky Mountain jeans in the liquid heavy starch and then hang them up to dry and or iron them. And like it was like taking them to the dry cleaner and a million times cheaper.
Yeah, totally. It's expensive to go to the dry
cleaner. Yes, it is. And so but it takes a long time to dry your jeans that way.
Mm, okay.
And so with an iron. So you can like water down the liquid starch. You can water it down. And use that as your spray for like Wranglers and stuff. And it will give you the best crease, lem tail you would.
There you go. Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
Heavy starches. But you have to be careful because you don't want to spray too much. The overspray of heavy starch on the floor can get gross.
That's true.
And it can also ruin your ironing board cover.
Well. Yeah.
So I had a longer ironing board that was skinny that I used for jeans.
Yeah. They're hard to iron.
They're very hard to iron.
Yeah.
So, but.
Truth.
But it's worth it for the crease.
Does everybody iron their jeans?
No.
No?
No. Most people don't iron their jeans. But you have like dress jeans and work jeans.
True.
So you have your nice Wranglers that you don't work on cars with, and then you have your ones that have holes all in the knees that
are the work ones.
Mm-hmm. But I think there's a lot of guys out there that do that. They have their dress jeans.
Yeah.
And that they're gonna go to the rodeo.
Rodeo.
The rodeo's awesome. Coming up in May. I'm excited.
Is it really?
Yeah. The announcer Trey Windhorst.
Yeah.
And,
the clown.
the clown and the rodeo queens. And I'm trying to think of my buddy. Oh, my gosh. I can see his face and his name has escaped me.
Uh-oh. Oh, well.
You know who I'm talking about, though.
I do. From the rodeo.
Yes, from the rodeo board. And now, like, he's going to be so mad at me the next time he sees me. He's going to be like, I can't believe you couldn't think of my name.
Yeah, that's exactly how it sounds.
I'm going to get in trouble for that.
Yeah, you are. You are going to get in trouble for that.
Anyway, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, have you taken our taxes to Casey Jenkins yet?
Yeah, the taxes are done.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. I had sell a kidney.
I'm so sorry. I don't have one to sell. I only have one left that works. Yeah, well, the other one, not so much.
We're not taking the good one then.
Okay. We'll have to take one of yours.
Yeah, there you go.
I can give him a pinky. I don't need my pinky finger.
No, taxes are done. Casey rocked it.
All right. Well, he's one of our sponsors along with Eaton Tax Service and R&R Mobile Home Parts that are going to give us a tax tip coming up at 8:30. Nice. So cool. I just wanted to kind of preview that with a little... Mm-hmm. Little shout out. So, anyway, all right. Well, thanks for coming by, Mr. Kane, and giving us those laundry tips.
Yeah, take it from your old Uncle Dave. do your laundry, kids.
How much do I owe you for the laundry this week?
About $350.
Oh, no.